JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, the St. James Parish Council upgrades sidewalks in the city of Montego Bay. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and an earthquake tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. The St. James Parish Council is undertaking work to upgrade and beautify sidewalks along two major thoroughfares in Montego Bay. Funding for the project is being provided by the Tourism Enhancement Fund at a cost of $13 million.
We'll be doing the sidewalks over, making it physically challenge friendly with interlocking bricks, first world standard, so that it can give that lift to the city of Montego Bay and lift to the minds of the people.
Mayor of Montego Bay, Glendon Harris. Improvement works are being carried out along St. James and Barnett Streets to include Sam Sharp Square, the City Center area, St. James Parish Library Grounds, the Dome, and the area known as the Clock at the top of Barnett Street. Seating areas will also be created for members of the public.
People can really come, read, relax, and really hang out in the area.
Mayor Harris is urging residents to help keep the area clean and points out that a maintenance program has been put in place to ensure that the improved areas are not vandalized or misused. He says this is all part of the rebranding of the historic city of Montego Bay.
Zika virus is a disease caused by the bite of an infected Aedes aegypti mosquito. This mosquito also spreads dengue and chikungunya. Symptoms include fever, rash, joint and muscle pain, conjunctivitis or redness of the eye, headache and weakness. Protect yourself from Zikvi. Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.
Some of the cases we come across at Sisoka are extremely disturbing. One of the most troubling was the brutal rape of a 13-year-old. The only evidence we had was a stain on our school uniform, so we sent it to the Ministry of National Security Forensics.
After conducting a thorough analysis, we were able to find a DNA match in our database.
I am Enid Ross Stewart from Sisoka, and together we are working to keep our country safe.
The Ministry of National Security. One nation, one mission.
The Vision 2030 Dashboard of Indicators gives real reports of the country's progress with easy-to-follow trackers that show which outcomes have been achieved and which are still works in progress. View the progress at vision2030.gov.jm. And here's one of your glimpses of Jamaica.
One of my glimpses of Jamaica is using sugar as browning. Back in the days, we used to burn the sugar and add water to it. It gives us a nice, rich black color, and it looks very much like the browning that we use these days. We were very creative back then, and our meat used to be very brown and pretty.
Sharing your experience is easy. If you want to tell your story, then call us at 926-35904. Time now for an Earthquake Awareness Month tip. Organize important documents and place them in a waterproof bag or other container. That way, in the event of a disaster, they will be kept safe and you won't have to replace them. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. That's where we end today. Thanks for your company. Join us again tomorrow as we highlight happenings roundabout JA. On behalf of studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.